You ever have one of those bad dates where just nothing seems to go right?
Yeah.
Me neither.
What?
But Marshall, who's on the phone for a second date update, definitely has his date seem like just one really horrible thing spiraling out of control
into
a ton of horrible things. And now he needs to do a second date update. What's up, Marshall? How are you?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing this morning?
So, I mean, from Jubal's description, it sounds like you know exactly why she's not calling you back.
I do. It's kind of a laundry list of problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds like you don't really know exactly why, but you know there's a lot of options, at least.
Yeah, I know that it could be one of several things, and I'm hoping you guys can help me along, and maybe we can go through them and get to it. I mean, that's why I emailed.
All right. Before we go through your list of things that went wrong, why don't you tell us about the girl we're going to call today? What's her name?
Her name is Melissa.
Melissa. All right. And where'd you meet Melissa?
Well, we met on a dating app, and she just stuck out literally like a firework. Beautiful red hair, these bubbly eyes that just link you in. I mean, like kind of like a Zooey Deschanel. Like when you look at her, she just has this, I don't know, cuteness that just reels you in like a fishing lure.
Okay, so you were excited about this date then.
Oh my, over the moon, just through the moon excited. I mean, I couldn't even believe it. Was one of those, I thought I was going to show up and it wasn't going to be the picture I was looking at. You know, you're like, it's too good to be true.
And then you did show up and it was actually Zooey Deschanel. And you're like, you're just as wacky and lovable in real life.
Oh my God, look at you, so adorable.
Yeah, it was like I was on an episode of New Girl. But she honestly was just, I don't know if you've ever seen those girls with like just the red hair that's not too red. It's kind of got the, you know, the layers of like auburn flowing through
it. Yeah. It's like nice red hair. It's not like you might steal my soul red hair.
You know? Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. My God.
You know
you guys.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Were you nervous? Like, was that part of your problem?
Beyond nervous. That's why, like, it was one of those things. I felt like I was a little out of my league. So I was just nervous beyond belief.
Okay. So let's start with the list of things that went wrong. What's the first thing?
So we sit down. Everything starts, you know, just your typical back and forth chit chat. And I don't know how it came up, but I start talking about my ex.
Oh, my God.
I know.
And it's like you can see the train wreck happening in front of you, and you can't stop it.
I'm talking about this vacation and how me and my ex got in this big fight, and it's just going and going. And then I finally do stop, long story short, and thank God I didn't go into how we had makeup sex, me and my ex. That would have been really terrible.
Oh, man. Okay.
I feel like that was even too much for our conversation right now.
I didn't go that far. I went ahead and put the brakes on before I got that far and tried to get the date back on track.
Okay.
So, well, that's good. At least you realized something was happening.
And... Well, it's good if that's, I mean, if it would be good if that was the only thing you did, but it sounds like there was more.
There's definitely some more. So we get an appetizer that comes out and all of a sudden my stomach just starts gurgling, making, you know, I mean, it was over the top. And I don't know if it was a mixture of the nerves and the food. I also had a beer, but my stomach is just in knots. So right after the X story, shortly after, I have to excuse myself to use the restroom.
Okay. And it wasn't just I'm going to go pee real quick. It was like, I'll be back in like half an hour with a new set of clothes.
It was not a quick break in the restroom. I mean, right. I'm in there and it was I don't want to get into details, but I am feeling the minutes pass, if you know what I mean. I got to get back out there, but how do you get back out there when you're having these issues?
Yeah.
I am gone
okay.
for a substantial amount of time.
Just text her from the toilet.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, and I imagine you like breaking out in sweats and turning pale on top of it all.
That was happening all along, and I feel like the sweats and the paleness were building as we went. But I did get back out there.
Okay.
So I sit back down, and I might have been at the table for 1 or 2 minutes and I get hit with it again. And I'm so sorry. I have to step away for a minute. And this time, of course, I don't want to see him going to the bathroom again. So I made up a lie. I was like, hey, you know, I'm so sorry. I got to step away. I forgot to have this work call I've got to make.
What?
That's probably even worse than going, I'm feeling sick and I should go to the bathroom again.
Sketchy.
So I'm gone for another substantial amount of time. I come back. I'm apologizing. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry about the phone call. And yeah, it doesn't end there, unfortunately.
Oh, does it?
So
okay.
I sit down. I start feeling sick again. And at this point, it's getting, you know, it's one of those sicknesses that was just like creeping deeper and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
I just grab a wad of money. I throw it on the table. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm not feeling well. I've got to get out of here. Almost like she's a stripper or something.
Oh, gosh.
I throw it on the table and just leave. There was no hug goodbye, obviously, because I'm poured in sweat. There was no anything. I just left. It's kind of almost out of embarrassment / I don't feel good.
I'm going to take a wild guess that she hasn't talked to you since then.
We talked every night since. No, she has not called me.
Yeah. You're not seeing her again.
And that sucks because, like, the ex thing is your fault that you brought that up. But the rest of it is out of your control.
But
like,
I think where he went wrong is lying or just at least not telling her what's really happening. It made you look even worse, I think.
Now I look at it. Yes, I did lie, but it was almost, you know, it was embarrassing to kind of meet the girl on the first date and say, hey, you know, I'm going to be on the can for 40 minutes. If you could just hang on, I'll wash my hands and be back.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've texted her and, you know, tried to kind of apologize and call, but I didn't want to be too much. But like I said, I mean, this girl was, you know, just one of a kind, if you will. And it's definitely my fault, but that's why I'm here.
Well, we'll see if maybe we can salvage this situation and get you a second date. We'll play a song and then come back and get your second date update, all right?
Thank you so much, guys.
Okay, hang on.